Hachette Audio presents Despicable Me, the junior novel. Adapted by Annie Auerbach. Based on the screenplay by Cinco Paul and Ken Dario. Read by Tim Curry.
Prologue. There is panic around the globe. TV newsman. Vroom! A tacky tour bus rumbles through the Egyptian desert. A herder and his goats quickly jump out of the way as the bus zooms across the dunes, leaving behind clouds of dust. Inside the bus, a little boy with a skull and crossbones on his t-shirt lowers his sunglasses and presses his face against the window for a better look. His face bumps the window when the bus screeches to a halt. The little boy, named Justin, stumbles out, tethered to a kid leash, with his mother holding onto the other end very tightly. All of the other tourists pile out too and stare in awe. In front of them stands the Great Pyramid of Giza, the only remaining wonder of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Justin's father turns to his wife and holds up his hand.
"Quick, honey, take my picture," he says. "I got the pyramid in my hand."
His wife snaps a few pictures. Then, through the viewfinder of the camera, she sees Justin running off into the distance. He has unhooked himself from the leash.
"You get back here right now,"
she calls to her son. Justin isn't listening. He is too busy crawling through the roped-off area that surrounds the pyramid. He holds a toy airplane in his hand and swoops it through the air, clueless to the danger.